Praise God, you're listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministries. Kingdom Concepts is a production of Kingdom Ministries. You can listen to the Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry worldwide on the internet, on iTunes. Can you picture a place where there's a smile on every face and all the world? And you can also listen on the internet at kingdomministries1.podomatic.com. That's kingdomministries1.podomatic.com. And while you're on the internet, when you visit your Facebook page, take time and visit the Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry Facebook page, where you can listen to archived broadcasts and leave your comments. Let us know that you're listening. We also invite you to visit our Kingdom Ministries Facebook and read the notes that are there to encourage you and edify you. And for everyone listening on Inspirational Radio 1540 AM in our precious city of Syracuse, New York, remember that the Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry can be heard two times a week, once on Thursday at 4 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. and once on Friday at 1:30 p.m. until 2 p.m. Whether you're listening on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, or on Inspirational Radio 1540 AM Syracuse, contact us and let us know that you're listening. Praise God, you are listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministries. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Hallelujah. We have been talking about operating in the power of God. This is part four in the series. And if you want to listen to part one, part two, or part three, just go over to kingdomministries1.podomatic.com or the Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Ministry Facebook page and listen in. Hallelujah. We're going to start off on part four, operating in the power of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. when we want to operate in the power of God, it's impossible if we don't know the Word of God. We can't operate in the power of God when we don't have faith in the Word of God. We can't operate in the power of God if we do not hear the Word of God. Because then we won't have the framework to determine what is or is not the work of God. As people of God and as workers who are entrusted with the work of God, we must know what God has told us to do. And we must do it in the way that God has told us to do it. Amen. And this is only possible by lining our words, thoughts, and actions up with what God has said. We can only operate in the power of God when we know what God has said and we believe what God has said, and then when we do what God has said in the way that God has told us to do that. And we can't do that if we don't know what God has said. So, we find out what God has said. We read His Word. We listen to His Word. And we believe it. And we line ourselves up, our thoughts, our actions, up with what God has said. We don't try to line God up with what we have said. We don't try to make God be what we think God should be. We try to become what it is that God says that we should be. Amen. And then when we accomplish those things, we put ourselves in a position where we're able to operate in the power of God, when we're able to receive and be a channel of that power. Amen. Hallelujah. When we're guided and grounded in faith in the Word of God, we have the ability to operate in the power of God. If we don't believe it, we don't believe the Word of God, why would we even choose to serve God? We might be able to fool other people, but we can't fool God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." And of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Let me read that again. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows And his the scripture says that the word of God is quick and powerful. So this is telling us right here that the word of God itself is power. Hallelujah. And if we want to operate in the power of God, then it stands to reason that knowing His word, doing His word, is operating in His power. Now the scripture goes on to say that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts both ways, and it divides even down to the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the intents of the hearts. So it, yes, it's possible to do the word of God and to know the word of God and in your heart be a liar, a wolf in sheep's clothing, to use the word of God to make merchandise of people, or to gain position or favor for yourself among men. But that word of God can also at the same time be used to expose your intentions. And the bottom line is, you can't fool God. And people that are led by the Holy Spirit and are grounded firmly in the Word of God, they'll be able to listen to the words and judge the fruit, and they'll be able to tell. Hallelujah. When we submit to the word of God by faith, we're submitting to the power of God. We must also remember that God is a spirit, and He's seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. God knows your heart, and He loves those who love Him. And those who are seeking the Lord truly in the spirit of truth and the spirit of love and humbleness, and are seeking to know the Lord and to be used of the Lord, are the people that the Lord wants to use, are the people that the Lord wants to manifest His power in and through. Hallelujah. It's one thing to look to use the things of God to lift yourself up, or to be admired, or to get praise and honor. That's one thing, but then to be given praise and honor for lifting up God, for lifting up the name of Jesus, for humbling yourself to the Lord and serving Him, and being and as Christ is lifted up, and as you humble yourself, you receive blessings and honor. In the meantime, that's a whole different story. Hallelujah. Amen. The scripture says that the workman is worthy of his hire, and not to muzzle the ox. You know, the world says give credit where credit is due. Amen. You can tell a tree by the fruit that it bears. Hallelujah. Those who are worshiping God in spirit and in truth and are serving Christ and reflecting His love and is loving their neighbors and loving God with everything that they have, if they receive honor, don't you think they deserve it? That's one of the problems in the world and in the body of Christ today, is there is a lack of honor. We need to acknowledge each other. We need to honor each other. Know who it is among you that's laboring in the word. See the God in them. Those people that spend of what they have to edify the body, to spread the gospel, to go out and minister to those in need, the fatherless, the widows, the homeless, the sick, the prisoners. Hallelujah. They deserve honor. Beautiful are the feet of those who share the gospel of peace. Those who bring the good news. Hallelujah. God is not going to forget it. The scripture tells us that these labors aren't in vain, and to weary not, because we will receive our rewards. Just as the parable that Jesus told of the Good Samaritan, and the people passed the man on the road, lying in the road, wounded by the robbers, and people stepped over him and went around him and went their way. And the Good Samaritan picked him up and took him into the hotel. And he told the keeper of the inn to take care of the man and give him whatever he needed. And the Good Samaritan told the innkeeper that when he came back through, he would settle it up with him. And he would pay him and give him everything that he had spent. He would give it back. Can you see that Good Samaritan being Jesus? Can you see that Good Samaritan being the Lord, picking that broken one up when everyone else had stepped over him and went around him and forgot about him, and the good Lord coming and picking him up and bringing him to his servant and entrusting that person with his servant, that one that operating in his power, that's being obedient to what he has said, that is honoring his word, the word of the Lord, and doing what the word of the Lord has told them, and is spending of what they have and giving what they have got to take care of that broken one that the Lord has put in their care. Believing the promise that their efforts, that their charity, that their love is not in vain, that they will be repaid. Hallelujah. Amen. Operating in the power of God. To operate in the power of God, we must adhere to His Word. But how do we know if we're keeping His Word? One of the ways to measure that is to measure the love level. Where is the love? God is love. He said that whatever you do to the least of these little ones, you've done unto me. They asked the Lord, they said, Lord, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus immediately spoke of love. And he spoke of an unwavering, a totally focused love for God. And a love for your neighbor. He said, the greatest is that you would love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And he said that the second one is just like the first one, that you would love your neighbor as yourself. Love. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 5 says, But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. How do we know if we're operating in the word of God? How do we know if we are adhering to the word of God? One of the ways that we'll know is by the love. If we don't have love in our hearts towards each other and fellow man, how can we love God? God loved man, and he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die so that nobody would have to perish, that everyone could have eternal life. For God so loved the world, hallelujah, that he sent his only begotten son, amen, not to condemn the world, but that through him, the world would have life. Amen. Remember, when we are led by the word of God, we're led to do good works. God is not going to lead us to bring destruction and darkness. God's word does not teach us to do that. His spirit does not teach us to do that. If we're operating by his power, we will be life-giving. We will be constructive. We will bring peace, and we'll bring life, and we'll bring love. We will bring good works, will have good fruit. We'll become positive and uplifting to those around us, and our thoughts, words, and deeds will tend towards life, truth, patience, trust, peace, and love. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says, Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Hallelujah. If the word of God is power, and we're operating in the power of God, and the power of God motivates us and teaches us to do good works and to love, and it is pure, that's beautiful, and that's wonderful. Thank the Lord for that. But that's not all that there is. The scripture says that the word of God is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Hallelujah. Teach us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teach us, Lord, to trust in your word. Cleanse us of unbelief, Lord God. Fill us with fire and faith in your word, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all the time that I have to share with you today. It's always a blessing to share the word of God, to lift up the Lord. Amen. I pray that God will show his favor and his protection upon all of you listeners, all of the listeners on Podomatic at Kingdom Ministries Podomatic. And on Facebook and iTunes and WSIV. I pray that the Lord will protect you, and increase you in favor and revelation. Hallelujah. That he will guard your minds, bodies, and souls against the devices of the wicked one. Hallelujah. That he would keep your feet from the snare, from the net of the crafty. Hallelujah. And for those who wish to walk closer with the Lord, I pray that he will guide you closer, and that he will bring those things, bring you into conviction of those things that would set up a wall or ceiling between you and the Lord. And for those who haven't yet come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, who truly don't know who Christ is, I pray that you would just go to the Lord and ask the Lord to reveal himself to you. Humble yourself. You can break out of it. You can walk in the light. You can break free of guilt and bondage. And you can come into the light, and you can be free and open when you give your life to Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord will bless you and cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in.